Welcome
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm going to start off the day with a song from Social Task, and we have a special guest in the studio. Guest in the studio today, Ray Rocha. Are you there, Ray?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going, Candace?
All right, it's going really great. You know, years back, Ray was in a band called The Mixers and used to play at the Café de Grand. Would you like to tell us about The Mixers?
Oh, yeah, you know, that was back, obviously we're going back a few years, probably early 80s, and that band was like a, I always used to say it was a cross between The Police and The Pretenders. And got a really good sound, had a female vocalist. Band was really good, all originals, of course. And we did the circuit at the time for music like that, which was, you know, Madam Wong's East and West. And, you know, Esther was really great with to us. And I think we did, you know, we did the Cafe a few times. And there was Club Lingerie going on at that time.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood was pumping back then, man.
Yeah, you just mentioned all of the hot spots to go back then. A lot of really fun places to go and hear music and meet good friends.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you up to today? I know you're with High Voltage.
Yeah, High Voltage is a AC/DC tribute act, and we're based up here in San Luis Obispo County is where we're from, and where I kind of ended up here, you know, maybe 20 years ago. I kind of got out of L.A. for a little while. But that band's doing good. I do a couple classic rock bands locally up here. And then I do a lot of pinch hitting for other drummers up here. We got a pretty tight musician community. And, you know, everybody kind of helps everybody out. There's some really, really great talented guys in our area up here, so we kind of just, and there's a lot of places to play, Candace, too, you know, and so it's really fun.
Yeah. Well, that's great that you all stick together and help each other out.
Yeah, you know, it's, I remember being a little more competitive in Hollywood when I was there in the early 80s with bands and musicians and, you know, who's better than who and all that, and I think it's got a little older and a little more seasoned and, you know, surrounded myself with different types of people. That's kind of faded, and it's kind of more of a camaraderie and everybody wanting to help everybody else out and stuff. It's actually really, really cool.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot over the years, too. You know, it's been about 30-plus years for me in the music business and in punk rock, and, you know, I've dealt with a lot of the bands that, you know, they're still together, celebrating 30-plus years, you know, and it seems like when somebody's short a musician, somebody else always steps up and helps out, and it makes for a really nice way to keep the show on the road, you know, and keep things going.
Yeah, exactly, and that's really nice, because it, you know, just makes, you know, we're musicians first, and people
that's
first,
right.
you know, the competitive part
right.
needs to really kind of, you know, that's not, that's kind of passe these days for me anyway, you know.
Sure.
Of course,
so
I still want to be the
have...
best drummer in the room.
Yeah. Well, I like you. I think you're fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. You know, if people want to get in touch with the High Voltage or Hire Us, you know, for any kind of any events and stuff, you know, we're easy to find on Facebook. If you just put in, you know, obviously get to your Facebook page, but High Voltage Tribute will find us.
Oh, okay,
we'll find,
great.
Find my High Voltage then. There's a couple other ones out of state, but we consider ourselves the premier. There's some really good, talented guys doing AC/DC, but, you know, it's all fun. You know, we dress up and all that. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do see a few different High Voltage. Are you the mm-hmm. High Voltage Rock and Roll on Facebook?
We're High Voltage Tribute out of San Luis Obispo, California.
Tribute.
Yeah.
I even see one in Denmark.
Yeah, you know what? I saw those guys, and, you know, they're really, really good. So that's,
really?
You know, I mean, if you're going to play the music, you know, you want to have your two guitars. You want them to be playing out of Marshalls. You want them to be using the correct instruments. And we do all that, you know, because we want to sound as close as we can to the original, which is a band I always liked. So,
AC/DC.
You know,
AC/DC?
Yeah, totally.
Right. Yeah, you know, I moved out of Hollywood quite a few years ago, and I live in Northern California. And I like to go to the rodeos, and they always play AC/DC when these guys are riding these 2,000-pound bulls, you know. It's really cool.
Well, yeah, and, you know, one thing I've noticed is, you know, we do a lot of corporate events, and pretty much, you know, from 8 to 80, it will appeal to it. The music is simple. I think there's maybe one cuss word in the whole AC/DC catalog. And, you know, it's just kind of, you know, it's mostly just about fun. And I think of one of the old album's liner notes that said on there, songs about booze and humping. And we kind of, that's what we're about.
Okay, I found your page on Facebook. I see you behind the drums there. It's a great tribute page.
Thank you very
really
much.
Nice. Yes, I just liked your page. Very cool.
Right on.
Good stuff. Well, you know, they have good songs that will always be good, and it's nice to have, you know, people like you out there just supporting it and keeping the legends alive, you know?
Yeah, you know, when I first started talking to you a few weeks ago, and we were talking about Hollywood back in the 80s, and I was thinking about, we used to go to this place called the 01. Has that come up at all?
Oh, I love that place, yes.
Man, that place was out of hand. And I lived on Lexington near Lexington Avenue near, I want to say, Wilcox, somewhere in that area there. And
Yeah, the Zero was right there on Wilcox where the Marilyn Monroe and Humphrey Bogart were painted on the side of the building.
Right.
Yeah, that was one of the original 01 clubs. It moved a few times, but yeah, that place was out of hand.
Yeah, I think I got in trouble a few times at the one on Cahuenga. I think that one was my undoing.
Yeah.
Anyway, right on.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I love the art, though. Did you get to see the Western art show they had at the one when they moved over to Fountain on Fountain Avenue?
No, I
missed
that.
They had the Best of the West show. And Mad Mark Rude did the art for the advertisement on that. I'm sure you remember Mark.
Yep.
He ran the tattoo shop down there on Sunset. And these were baseball pictures. And they were really great because there's this one scene of carnage where a baseball player had been knocked down and his ribs were coming out of the picture. And really... really awesome art. And
I love it.
I know, it was great. And the pitcher on the mound, he's standing there, and his hand comes out of the picture holding the ball. And it's just really fantastic art. You know, David Lee Roth used to have the 0-1 club of Van Halen, and John Pokna was the curator for the art, and they had a lot of really good art shows back in the day, you know, and then after the art shows, it was open to all of us who worked in the music business to come and unwind and hopefully not
unwind, that
trouble.
One covers, that unwind is the word.
Yeah.
That covers a broad spectrum of its activities.
Yeah. Oh, I'll never
okay,
forget
Candace,
this.
Okay, Candace, listen, I got to get going here, but I really appreciate the time, and I appreciate everything you do for us, man. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you so much, Ray, and you have a great day, a great weekend, and keep up the good work with High Voltage, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot. Rock on, honey.
All right. Rock on, honey. Shows to go see today. 10th anniversary show of Rodents of Unusual Size. They are playing with Civil Disgust and Scarlet Red at the Doll Hut with Twitching Fingers and the Haters. It's going to be a really fun show. So get on down to the world famous Doll Hut at 107 South Adams Street in Anaheim. And there's quite a few other really good shows to see if you're not in the Anaheim area. We can steer you over to Yapo is playing in Pomona. They're having a Backbone Release Party. Yapo's a good band. They've been around a really long time. And they have a lot of good shows, so wanted to give a little shout-out to them. And I'm going to leave you with a song by The Rejects, I'm Broke.
Place.
Stacks. I'm in your house, Candice D'Andrea, and I'm signing out, and I wanted to remind you all to get out and see the shows, and big thanks to supporting the groups, and party or go home. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye.